Okay. Well, shall we call the meeting to order?
Yeah.
All right, so this is April 10th, 2018, and public meeting of the Bay Village Historic District Commission. Commissioners present are Knopf, McDermott, Dunwell, Kilgus, and Hotelling, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. And our first order of business is Design Review 18.1048 BV, 18 Melrose Street, Unit 2. So applicants, the floor is yours.
Great. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Tom Saltzman. I am the principal at Saltzman and Brunzel. We're architects and builders doing the whole project. And Gary Furtado's here, one of the owners.
Okay.
And we submitted to you drawings A1 through A13 for three specific renovation aspects to the building that we're talking about doing. The first one is repairing and repointing the masonry. And as mentioned in my drawing A2, there's the extent is the first part of it. And we had, are you driving there?
Oh, you mind to go ahead?
Sure. Yes. Is this?
And I can say, in my staff comments, that the masonry work and the window replacement all comply with the standards. So I have
okay.
reviewed that.
That's my question. Okay. So that's the building that you see on the left. On the right, it's the second building in of the taller. Is that a laser pointer? Oh, look at mm-hmm. that. Okay, I can't laser point on that. And so it's not in terrible condition. I mean, there isn't really any structural failure or anything, but there are a few places where there's missing mortar. A lot of it is really on the other side, on the higher gable end of the building, not as much on the front of the building. Brian McDougall is the mason that we usually use for this. He's done it a number of times before. His technique, obviously, he would be cutting out the mortar joints that were suspect to about a half an inch with a grinder, and then hand tooling in with a steel joiner tool, type O mortar, the softer mortar, so that it's not jeopardizes the brick at all. And we have specified the mix of that on that first portion of it. The next part is the replacement of the windows. So that will be drawings 8, 4 through 7. That's existing on the left and proposed on the right. So we are, right now the existing windows are replacements. They're not terribly old. They John and Gary renovated the building, I'm going to say
20 years ago,
and put in they had these replacement windows. They're wood windows, single pane, putty glazed, and they have triple track storm windows over them right now. What we were proposing to do was to go to the Pella Reserve Collection Architect Series windows. In my mind, it's an excellent of all the windows. It's a great one to use because it has a profile at the bottom edge, which is almost to a knife edge. It sits right on the sill, so you don't get a double sill effect out of it. So it really emphasizes the original sill of the window. It also has a putty glaze profile to it as well. And I'm not sure if they show here. These are all the dimensions of the windows. All the window openings would stay just as they are. That shows you the location of the window. Obviously, it's in the same location. These are some examples here. The window at the bottom is the replacement window that we'd be using. The one above is actually an installation in the area. I think that one's around the corner or something. I'm going to jump in the roof deck. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that they do that I think you would appreciate. One is that in the cladding details, they actually butt the cladding. They made the line or the joint line go vertical, so it has a style and rail effect to the look of it. It also has the putty glaze profile. The color that we were going to propose was black, and that was our color sample for black, which we'll leave with you guys if you want to have it. And then that sill detail that I mentioned before, which I think is really, really a nice detail. So they're actually going to fit in the window better than the windows do now.
The bottom rail of the sash is chamfered or angled to meet the sill, is that?
Meets the sill, exactly. So Marvin, not to be specific to any brand or anything, but the other brands that we looked at, they do a similar window, but they have a much heavier sill, and it's a box replacement type window, and it has a very heavy, it doesn't have a heavy, but it has a little bit more of a step to it. So I don't think it's as, it doesn't fit into the opening and look like, you know, a replacement. This is a nicer looking replacement.
What about the storm window?
So then we wouldn't need a storm window.
Not needed. Right. That disappears.
That's right.
Any kind of screen?
I always recommend a half screen so that you don't get that screen obliterating the look of it. We've seen samples of this with a half screen, and I think they're going to like it.
I wouldn't do a full screen.
Yeah. It, that way you get to see the true putty glaze profile of the upper sash in every case.
Joe, I'm sorry, what's permitted in the way of screens?
The half screens are allowed.
They're up, full or not?
Half.
But full or not, is that correct? Full screens are not permitted?
Well, they are.
But the half screens are what we've usually approved.
And they're going on the outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then we have the roof deck. This is drawings A8 through 13. This A8 shows the location of it. On the left, there's no deck. On the right, shows the location of it. There would be a roof hatch that comes from inside the building to access it. This is a this is the roof hatch itself. It's a that is not the railing that we're using. So ignore that, but it's in a similar location in the south end that we took that picture, and it's the specifications up above for the hatch itself. The actual railing we were going with is almost exact copy of the one right next door, which you can see in the upper right photograph. The lower right drawing is a standard iron black railing, just meet code with the height of it, trying to minimize the look and just have it disappear. From that vantage point, as we panoramed around the area, we could see there were obviously several others like it. This was a quick drawing. This is just a straight section through the building down onto Melrose, looking up to see the sight line of where it is. That's obviously the location of the building and other roof decks in the area. And then we did this. We put our mock-up up on the building, and there you can see in the image on the left is the section that we represented where you don't see it. But as you go down Melrose, you can catch a little bit of a glimpse of it in that upper corner. So John sent me an email about it, and we actually revised our drawing A8, pulling the deck back 16 inches, which would allow you to not see that.
So you've done that since you've met with Joe?
Well, I have a copy of it here.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so that's of interest to us. All right.
So it's basically the same A8 drawing that you have, but I want to revise the dimension.
And so now it's not visible?
Until now it is.
Not just from Melrose Street, but anywhere?
Right. Well, it's visible from the back. Private way.
Yeah.
Is it this dimension you pull back here?
It's this dimension here. So you'll see in the original A8, that was 2 feet, and that is now 3 feet four.
Could you just show us what you just showed, Tom?
Yep, I'm going to go back to this image.
Okay.
It's supposed to be this way.
So if you see here, this is Melrose down here, and this is a 2 foot dimension, and that was our submitted drawing. Okay. What I've given you here that we want to show you is 3 feet four in that.
Nice. From the side.
So this whole thing, right?
It should move back in the building.
To the back of the building.
Yeah.
That would be the obvious move to make, and they were willing to do that. I don't think it affects anything. It allows you to have less of a view.
How does that connect with the mock-up, which is there at this moment?
Well, the mock-up is what kind of whether you saw it or not.
It's
illustrated the issue. John made a comment about it. So the mock-up isn't
in the right
back,
right.
But we were able to figure out from the angle, that angle right there is close to 45 degrees, and that's hitting the railing at about 14 inches.
Yeah, I was just standing in that very spot, looking at it just before coming to this meeting, and you can barely see the mock-up, you know, in its existing position.
Right.
And so when you move it, it'll be either unseen or very small.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have the image of the mock-up from the rear. I'd like to see that.
And you have a note here, Joe, about Winchester visibility from Winchester Street. That's also gone away?
No, that's what we're going to...
Oh, okay.
So that's... So this is Winchester, and that's it.
It's a long view, but it is...
The building next to it, that just to the left, mm-hmm. has a very similar deck with a similar metal rail.
Yeah. I mean, we recognize that. I don't know what other people have done. Hopefully, they've all come before you, but we're trying
to minimize the debt and do the right thing,
and you know,
the one next door was approved by the commission.
Aha, mm-hmm. uh-huh, when?
2007. I think I wrote in my comments.
Yeah, really? Oh, yeah.
So we're seeing,
so you are, this is Melrose down
Winchester.
Here.
Okay.
Winchester's actually over here.
And then we're looking.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Winchester is back here.
Yeah, we're looking this way.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. So we're seeing this corner of the rail.
That's right. Yeah. And from that angle, it's such a steep angle, you're going to see something, you know, so we're just, I think the metal rail makes it
less noticeable.
Is it as low as possible? Is that low? The frame is as low?
Yeah, we're going to put the frame right. We're going to actually rubber little curbs and kind of put the decking right onto that. So we're going to get it tight to the roof.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that, even though it's not under our purview. But say again how it's going to be attached.
So a lot of times, we've seen this before and for years and years. A lot of times you'll rubber the roof and then you'll just have
sleepers,
like little feet, yeah. sleepers or something, and you'll mm-hmm. sit the deck right on top of that. Mm-hmm. We don't feel great about that. One, it's, you know, just for longevity of the decking and rubber roof should last for a long time. We would probably prefer to put sleepers down and then treat them as the roof and rubber the sleepers and then build our deck on top of that.
I see.
So that would allow us to get things much, much tighter to the room. Mm-hmm.
And will you be replacing windows on the back elevation as well?
Mm-hmm.
Same idea, the black, the Pella, all that?
Yeah, exactly.
Currently, the building has this kind of a yellow trim in a lot of places. Is that some of that staying, or is it all going?
All goes.
We would probably do it all black.
I mean, the window openings will fit, they fit very close to the masonry opening. If it mm-hmm. needs any kind of a brick molding or something, you know, to trim that out, we would usually use mahogany and have it painted out to match the window frame.
Following up on my comment about the windows, so it's described as unit two, so you guys are the upper part of the building?
Yeah, they're talking.
Is the lower part of the building having new windows as well?
They said they will do new windows in the front.
Front?
Yes.
Same, consistent, like identical?
Exactly the same. Well, this is what they'll get approval for. So we're, you know, and they're new owners. And
I see.
So they're on board with that.
Yes.
Because you would, of course, want it to be consistent top to bottom.
Yes.
And it will be.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Commissioners, have any further questions? Members of the public, any questions or comments? Okay, so I propose that the commission approve this application subject to the proposed window replacement and masonry work be approved as presented, and that the proposed roof deck be reduced in height or reduced in size to reduce its visibility consistent with the latest information presented at the hearing, and that any further revisions to the roof deck be remanded to staff for discussion.
Sure, I might add, perhaps I could see a mock-up of this new
arrangement
to confirm.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, so provided that a mock-up is provided mm-hmm. on site.
Sure, and the railing will be black.
And the railing will be black. Okay.
Metal.
Is there someone who would like to second that motion?
I second it.
Okay. So that is everyone approving?
Yes.
Okay, so it's unanimous. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for your presentation and for your cooperation.
You guys want to collect a couple of these?
I think Joe needs a couple of these. Yeah, thank you. Just one.
I have a quick question. So there's the Neighborhood Association?
Yes, so Bay Village Neighborhood Association.
The cart before the horse.
You went there?
Yeah, well, we started there, and they were all happy with everything, but we were at wrong sequence. So do they respond to your approval, or are they just totally independent to the city?
They're independent.
That's right.
Their opinions are not necessarily in agreement with what we are allowed to approve.
Exactly. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Next up, we have Design Review Application 18-1040 BV 34 Fayette Street, Unit 1.
Yeah, so hi.
Hi.
Andrew Anderson. I'm one of the owners. It's owned by my wife, Sissy Young, and myself.
Great, welcome.
Hi.
Are you here alone?
I'm here alone.
Brian's not here? Okay, well, I'll help you.
Yeah, so Brian, we've been dealing with Reno Piso. So Brian Waldman has been helping us with the project and has put together at least an initial quote. Basically, we want to replace the windows. The windows are single pane, they're replacement windows, they're very drafty. And so it's really that right now we kind of figured it's time of year to replace them and get rid of them.
Sure.
And this may end up being more of a discussion and maybe perhaps having you come back next month to continue this, because the issue here with this building, the proposed window replacement at the first story is all in line with what is typically approved. They're 4/4 windows.
4/4.
So wait,
4/4.
Yeah. So those are also being replaced.
Yes.
Right, so
but those are.
Yeah, so we're essentially everything is right now currently single pane windows.
Got it.
The question are these, I guess, probably the bottom ones in the basement.
Got it.
Which are these old open out windows. They don't even actually open. So what we're thinking of doing was replacing them. So we had the actual subcontractor who was coming in to do the work. And he suggested maybe a window that kind of opens back in, but we could still preserve the same pattern on the windows rather than a sliding window, but something that comes in and comes back out.
Yep. So these are what we're looking at. These are interior views of the first story.
First floor.
And they're
okay.
Traditional 6/6 and 4/4.
Okay.
And the third story windows, and it's in my staff notes, I'm sorry, I don't remember. The third story windows.
These are the
ones. Oh, no, these are existing.
These are the existing.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are being replaced. They look like they were in the third story were approved. I forget what I have, 2007 maybe also, my staff comments.
You don't have any notes here on it. You have notes on Melrose Street and a picture.
And then Fayette Street.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it didn't.
So we've only been there for a year and a half, so I don't know if this is a renovation.
I'm just surprised they're not 2/2.
That's Melrose Street.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a better pattern or a pattern that you prefer that's more consistent with the neighborhood. We're happy to do that.
The date of the building is?
It's probably
1860.
Yeah. I think it's more 1870s.
Yeah,
I think it's
18.
There's a plaque one door down that says 1864 or something, or 18, but that's the building.
I think it's an 1830s row house that was enlarged in the 1860s when they raised everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like it was kind of elongated. Window replacement happened. This was converted into a lodging house in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. But interesting, the basement level was a tea room. And I think that's where these casement windows were installed at that time.
Wow, that's interesting. The things that you work.
So you have
so these are now
windows.
We're looking at the basement windows.
Yes, so in the basement you have these casement windows that open in.
Okay.
And they're 6 light by 6 light horizontal and 6 light by 6 light vertical. So I think the windows that are here are probably from the 1920s. The ones on the third story, which are identical
the ones on
to these,
yeah.
oops, sorry, to these here, were also, were approved on the third floor. So this 4x4 configuration, and...
Have been approved.
Have been approved.
By you?
Well, it was before me. It was probably 2007 or 2009.
They're
not being changed. Okay.
Right, so
these are consistent with the third.
We're kind of set with the pattern of 4x4 then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what are we looking at?
So it's this unit here, and it includes the basement
windows. Oh, okay.
Windows.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
So these, what he's proposing here, are consistent with the rest of
got
the
it,
building.
Got it. Okay.
But the real question is what to
do
with the lower level windows, and what you see at the exterior are the combination storms.
Right. So we want to replace. We'll get rid of the storm. What we're thinking right now is get rid of the storms. Put a double pane under there. It would open in, but would contain. We're not taking out that center piece, so it would be sort of two window replacements that kind of come in like that and have that same grid pattern. But that's what we were discussing last night about.
Which one of those?
So well, you have these are at the front. These are at.
That's the
Fayette Street.
Fayette Street, and these are
Melrose
on
Church.
So the church ones are obviously larger, they're taller.
Yes,
yeah.
But they're really not that large, and they just be my abilities with Photoshop. So
I just wonder, it's hard to tell the size of the panes, and are these panes going to end up being really kind of chico, really small?
They're
in comparison to the other ones? The panes. Just
they are small. They're smaller.
Yeah, but how much smaller? I'm wondering whether they need that much subdivision.
This is the Fayette side right there.
Thank you.
The casement is at the bottom, and the first floor is at the top of that. So you can see that everything, the scale is smaller.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is you want to retain this...
Right. Yeah. So we were going to redo the window frame. We were going to work with what we have there. That's one reason why we didn't go with a sliding, because we just don't think it's going to be big enough to have a sliding window.
And Tom, your thought is?
Well, it's not a well-formed thought. I'm just thinking that, see, the proportion of these panes is quite a bit bigger than these panes.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And should this be just a single muntin in the middle, instead of
so it becomes
six.
A bit more symmetrical with the
well, it's more in keeping with this.
All right,
this has 1, 2, 3 panes
yes,
across.
It does.
This has two.
Yes,
would this be better as
two
across?
Yeah,
and is it 2x2 or is it just 4x4? Is the question. I think there needs to be just a little study on proportion.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Suggestion.
Yes.
I think that would help.
It's interesting as you look at it through that photo abstractly, it does look more balanced to get rid of all those little pieces.
It's very busy.
Well, you usually put smaller over larger in architecture, couldn't you?
Smaller what?
I'm thinking of Renaissance size. As buildings go up, they get
smaller scale.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought for some reason they didn't print out there.
I'm glad you brought that in.
So you think those are the original windows from like 1920 something?
I think they are. Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it only printed on one side.
Well, they do have these storm windows on them as well. Even the casement, the lower ones do as well, right?
Right. Only the lower ones are the only ones where we have storm windows.
These would be awning ones that open in like this.
That's what we were thinking of putting in.
Yeah, because the storms look like they're sort of from the 50s or something like that.
Or even later.
And if you put a screen, would you be putting a screen on?
Half screen.
How do you put a half screen?
Well, on those, I don't think we'll probably put a screen on the lower ones. But for the major windows.
The second story, they'll have the half screen.
These we don't.
I don't think they'll be open a long time in dirt. They're at street level.
Yeah.
It's the kid's bedroom, so it's kind of a kid anyway. So.
But I think for us, we'll want to make sure at the exterior that it reads appropriately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what are you thinking? You're thinking you need to review it more, or like where are you at with this?
Right. Well, I think I'm fine with the first story windows.
Yeah, okay.
Those are fine, but I think we need to have more of a discussion about the lower level windows. I didn't realize in the initial application that those were storm windows. until you sent these images to me. So that, I mean, this makes it more clear what's going on here, but it's how do we get this expression outside, or how do we make the outside appearance?
Is that more, less about the window, more about the pattern we put on the window?
About the pattern, yes, the pattern of the lights.
Right, so in some ways, if everything's okay, we could go ahead and start getting the glass and
yeah, well, that. At least for the first floor, I would say you can move forward with the first floor, would be my recommendation.
And Brian should have the Renoviso. I know he was trying to work up the measurements today. I just don't think he got them in time for the today.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I ask for some clarification on the what you're calling the second floor, which is really the floor that's just
the main floor.
Like the main floor. Right. It's, you just go up a little tiny bit, okay?
Yeah.
The second floor. So are the windows that you're proposing, which you say are just fine, are they essentially matching what's there now?
Yeah, well, they match what was approved here
by
the commission, yes.
What's above? Okay, so when the work is, I kind of like consistency up and down.
Of course.
So when the work is done, it'll seem like the building has similar windows top to bottom.
Right.
Yes. It's just
the second floor part of the work.
No.
So that's another unit. So yes. And what do those have for windows now?
It's the same as what these are.
As the third floor.
Yeah, so we don't want to change anything about the style of the windows, or we want to be totally consistent. We just want windows to work.
Yeah,
it's just a question of how to get the basement windows. And there was a question of the functionality of them and how you don't want them to open up inside, was my understanding.
We're okay with them. If anything, inside is probably better than having them, because they can't open outside. We have the bars on the outside, so they couldn't even open outside anyway. Right. So I guess it comes down to whether it slides or if it opens in.
But you don't want them opening it as they do now.
Well, the discussions that we've had with a few window people were like, we don't know if we can find those kind of windows anymore. It wasn't sort of obvious that, mm-hmm.
I would think you'd want a screen there if you're going to open it up. I would think it would be very dirty there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if my front
window's open. Screen would be convenient, but again, we're trying to work with you guys and do what's right.
No.
Because especially that corner's a very busy corner.
Well, is it ever? Sunday mornings.
Our spot's a prime spot to have your coffee.
A lot of people eat breakfast out there Sunday mornings.
I don't think they could ever slide because you have a fixed frame in the middle.
Right.
Right. So they open
tilted
this way. This is the hinge at the top, mm-hmm. or they open this way.
Yeah. Right.
Hinge at the bottom.
Yeah, I think we were thinking the hinge, I guess, on the bottom, so they open out this way.
Hinge on the bottom, so they would open in the top.
From the top part,
And
they're not going to be very easy to have to kind of climb up and things. So they're not windows that we're going to be opening and closing a whole lot.
You could have some kind of screen made that covers the top and the sides. Mm-hmm. There's a barn window that's done that. And it has screening on the side and screening on the top, kind of a triangular shape. And then you can lift that on and lift it off.
Okay.
If you want it to be a custom thing, but it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think in order to tell what the muntining should be, that is the kind of pattern of the windows, the way to tell would be to draw to scale one of the upper windows on the first floor and then draw to scale what you propose on the lower floor, and then you really could see side by side how big the panes of glass are, and we could compare them. And I think more similar would be better than less similar.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I think bigger on the lower windows, the basement windows, may work better for you.
Okay.
But you have to draw it to see how that works, just to be kind of test driven.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard to do, your window person could do that for you.
Okay.
And Joe, then you would want to look at that.
Yes.
And
yes.
then make a determination of that.
Okay. Do you feel okay with that?
Oh yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah.
So we could continue it to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, commissioners, do you have any other questions of our applicant?
Yeah. The paint color will be the same as the.
Oh, that's a good question.
Paint color is going to be the
they're
same.
They're all wood. Wood.
Yeah, they're wood, right?
And they're going to be double paint.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the
these are going to be clad. These are aluminum clad.
Oh, the
exterior.
The wood, we're not doing anything with the frames and the wood frames.
It's allowed. It meets our guidelines.
And then what about is it a spacer bar? What's at the muntins?
It's a true divide. It's a simulated divided light with a spacer.
The spacer bar. The spacer bar would be a dark color.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and that's standard now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask, right now the lintel is over that window is black. Are you going to keep it that way? It's kind of hard to see on the screen there, but easy to see here.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that on the right.
That's on Fayette Street.
That's the Fayette Street side. Is this a point where we could ask if that could become?
Yeah. I mean, it's like not part of, they weren't doing any, they're only doing window replacements, so they weren't doing any masonry work.
We're not allowed to speak to that.
I mean, we do need to repoint, and that's our next big project.
Yeah.
Probably once we get the windows done and we're doing a couple other little things. But the other thing is the other unit is kind of in transition, so we're kind of...
Meaning above you?
Yes, so it's on sale right now.
I see.
So we kind of want to wait until that settles so that we can figure out the pointing and
right.
Make
well,
sure
I guess I think that we're not allowed to tell you what to do with that lintel, but it is conspicuously different from all the others.
Mm-hmm.
All the others have a kind of
sandstone. Strange, I've never really even noticed it. But
that would probably come up when they're discussing
when the masonry, right,
yeah,
when you come back.
Part of the project.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll work with Joe to make the final
decision.
All right. So I propose that a motion to the effect that the proposed first floor window set be approved as presented, right? And that we continue discussion of the basement level to determine the pattern of lights. Actually, we remand that discussion to staff. The pattern of lights to come to an appropriate conclusion. Is that?
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody want to second that
second.
Motion?
Second.
Okay. And that looks like a unanimous once again.
Okay. Well,
thank you
very much. Thank you for the input and suggestions.
Yeah, we'll continue.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Joe, for all your help.
Sure, you're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Terrific.
So
good luck.
Okay.
All
great.
Right.
Good.
I think that's the kind of one you're talking about.
That's
mm-hmm.
great. Great. So if we don't have minutes to review,
mm-hmm.
and we have no administrative matters,
yep, staff updates.
Staff updates, and then I want to make a comment about swearing in.
Oh, sure, okay.
But, yeah, I'm definitely going to ask you for your staff updates
yep.
as soon as these guys finish.
I have a question about the floral shop sign.
The one on South Charles
yeah.
Street?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen it. How does it look?
Did they finally change it? Because, you know, they came
no,
in they
it
came
hasn't
here
been
a month
it
ago.
It hasn't been changed.
Oh, okay.
They have a temporary kind of a plastic
banner.
Thing,
a
band.
Yeah, there's also a banner on the other side from the skate shop has a sign that says, it's been there for a long time, but it says firewood retail.
Okay.
And it's kind of a, you know, tacky thing on the wall.
Sure, yeah, I'll follow over the floor shop and see
what's going on.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
The new
yeah.
design was so pretty.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was a band.
In the bicycle shop.
The firewood sign?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, the firewood sign.
At the bicycle shop.
It's a skate shop.
A skate shop, okay.
May I ask, if something is temporary and just kind of like strapped on, is it something that our committee can address?
For signage, yes. So the question would be, how long has it been up?
What is temporary?
More than 6 months is usually.
You're very welcome.
Not temporary.
Thank you.
The owner's name is Chris Kinchla.
I go in that flower shop like once every 10 days or so.
Yeah,
I like the woman who runs it.
Yeah.
And last time I asked about the sign, she's like, oh, we're working on it, you know. I think she's working on a shoestring.
Okay,
there,
so commissioners, I want to just mention one thing. I went up and got sworn in today, and I think a lot of you are sworn in. Those who are not, I learned something really interesting. If somebody does not like a decision of a commission, it's completely transparent on the website who has been sworn in and who has not been. And so if somebody doesn't like it, they can challenge the vote in that the person is not properly sworn in. So I just pass that on as, you know, a slight bit of urgency to make sure that everybody is up to snuff.
That's good, I'm not, so I...
Oh, I am.
Okay, so maybe next month, get over there.
And do I do three different swearing, I'm on three commissions.
Yes.
She's very mock Tom, she's lovely, Maureen Feeney, lovely, and she will make it be, so...
I don't wanna have to go three separate times then.
Just go once.
Oh, yeah, go once and they can do it.
Just go once.
You might make an appointment to do it, I think.
I definitely make an appointment.
Yeah, tell them.
She'll do it once.
No, she's great.
I was not notified, so I assume I'm sworn in.
Did you go?
After once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she listened up for renewal.
Yes, so...
No.
I mean, I guess you do it every so many years, because I have been sworn in twice before.
It's a...
You have to renew it.
Yes.
It's like a...
And then they give you the open meeting law, you have to take a test for the open meeting law.
Ethics.
I know, it's like, but you gotta do it.
Ethics class.
Yes.
Course.
So, if anyone else...
And conflict of interest too, that's the other one that they...
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so that was my only piece, now staff update, please.
Sure, so we'll be doing our regulatory standard meeting in June, sorry for the delay, but in the meantime...
June 5th.
June 5th, I'll be sending out drafts, so we can be working on it.
I was trying to remind ourselves to sign.
Okay.
Coming back the night before.
Okay.
For a few weeks, and I have to go get the dog that day to pay, so...
But in the meantime, I'll be circulating drafts, and then you can be getting those comments to me, and then we can...
Fine, I will do that.
This is our group to talk about.
Yes, our final group meeting.
Five to seven.
Five to seven.
Okay.
June 5th.
So all the other dates that were out there on the...
They're out.
Okay.
Yep.
Scrub them up.
Scrub them.
And then remind us of the process after that, so this is our, we think, our final meeting, looking at the proposed regulations, then what happens?
I would propose me going to the Neighborhood Association, to their meeting, to present it and explain what we did, and then we probably...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then we should, have a, you know, another meeting, another, at a public hearing, a review of it, so that way everyone possible can...
Yeah.
You know, have a chance to comment.
I wonder if I could make a suggestion, and that is that we reach out to Bethany and to Bay Village again, because I think it was really good...
Yes.
That they were at the first meeting, then unfortunately they were not at the second meeting, but to the extent that people feel like they are part of crafting the regulations, it's just that much easier, and also we just let everybody talk and get all their issues out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'll send them...
It means that it's longer and a little bit tedious, but I think in the sense of getting where we want to go...
Yes.
I think it's important to try to reach out to her, so if...
I'll invite her to the June 5th, so she can save that date.
Tell her she can bring whoever else she wants from the neighborhood, whatever. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, she's been sometimes sending Ben Beck to these, to our meetings, you know, for that. Also, we have the Bay Village annual meeting.
It's in October.
Ah, okay.
It's the last Wednesday in October.
All right, I was thinking, I mistakenly thought that there was another one coming up. No. Because I was gonna say that you could, it would be an opportunity to, you know, present to an even larger audience, but that's not gonna line up, so forget it.
Okay.
It doesn't, because by the time you get to June...
June's almost October, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
well, people are gonna be away in July and August, so...
Because of people who go to Boston, south and north.
Yes.
The island people and the...
New Hampshire people.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, any other staff notes?
Does anyone follow us on Facebook? We're focusing on Bay Village this week on our postings, so...
We're clueless, really?
Yes.
So what are you doing?
Just history on the overall history of the district, and today we posted on One Bay Street.
Oh, the old...
So we'll be picking three other sites.
Okay, great.
Way to get the word out that this neighborhood exists.
Well, more people know it seems to be.
It's getting a lot of notes.
So what is the Facebook name?
It's Boston Landmark Commission.
Oh, great.
Actually, I probably got something from Roseanne already on that, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think the signature on my email, there's a link to it if you click on Facebook there, you should be able to find it.
Okay, great, great.
And Preservation Month is in May.
Okay.
And we're having a kickoff event here at City Hall on Friday, May 4th. And we'll have a calendar of events up online.
And my banners will be hanging.
Yes, yes, yep, they'll be going up.
When is the calendar of events going up?
It should be going up probably next week.
Okay, good. Talks, are you giving any talks?
I'm doing a walking tour of Bay Village on Tuesday, May 22nd.
Well, that's huge.
And I'll be doing a walking tour of Charles Bullfinch sites in Beacon Hill on May 15th. So, yeah, we'll be busy.
Yeah, that's great.
And we're also kicking off for window preservation to encourage people to restore and repair their historic windows. We're going to be waiving application fees for people who do window repair rather than window replacement.
For the month of May?
Forever, well, hopefully forever.
Wow. That's nice.
So it's $50.
Are you getting that information out to people?
We're going to be, we'll announce it. We're having a window workshop. And I believe that's going to be the week of May 7th, but I don't know that we've set that date yet.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, if that is, anybody have any comments, questions, or other? Okay, how about a motion to adjourn?
I so moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Right.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.